look, all things are shaping up pretty nicely ahead of the final. Seems to be ticking pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, I said earlier tonight, consistency has been the biggest key for us, and I think it's probably started with the list. This group's been together for, you know, a long period now, and yeah, I'm not too surprised that we're sort of giving ourselves a chance for the back end. So yeah, again, another great performance, and yeah, we look forward over the next couple of weeks to see how far we can go.
Do you have an idea of potentially when Darcy might be available to play?
At this stage, she's going to be flying out Sunday, so fingers crossed and she ticks everything off, I might see her back towards the back end of the round games, and then looking forward to that final series for her to hopefully play some part in it.
Have you enjoyed being part of sort of the inner sanctum of this group? Obviously you got a good view last year of what they were able to achieve, but being part of this group and seeing how they go about their business?
Yeah, it's... you don't really understand a team until, I guess, you're in it. And, you know, looking from afar, they've always been a really challenging side and successful. And Luke's, you know, probably been the leader of that. And to actually sit on the other side now and how the girls go about their business, I think it's unbelievable. There's a lot of faith, a lot of calmness, but I think their adaptability and how flexible they are as well. There's not too many times that they don't come out wanting to give it a crack and give it their best performance. So I think... yes, even some of the local girls, I mean, most of the teams are well stacked with their internationals, but I think the way that our local girls sort of produce those match-winning performances has probably been the difference.
It was a tough one for you last, probably very special night for the Strikers when they won it here. Is the potential of finishing first and hosting the final at the Adelaide Oval a driving force over the next few days?
Yeah, obviously I think, you know, finishing on top means you're straight through, and to be able to play at Adelaide Oval, I know we get that opportunity next week, and for some of these girls, they've never played at the venue, and it's such an iconic place to play, and I know they're really excited about it, so if they do get that opportunity to play a home final there, I know that it's going to be unbelievable, and hopefully the Adelaide community comes out in droves. But at this stage, I think, you know, Scorchers are looking pretty formidable up the top there, so if we can... knock them off their perch and not have to travel anywhere close to WA, that'd be nice. But yeah, look, we'll just see how we go and keep winning games and give ourselves a chance.
Just on the prospect of having Darcy back, I mean, the variety that you have in your attack, we saw the two leggies have a big impact today, and feels as they have every base covered in the bowling. Is that what it feels like on the inside? You're always very confident with the bowling attack?
It's weird because I think if you look at the Strikers over the last few years, it's always Shooter and Darcy up front, and it's pretty much methodical and very predictable, and in a way, although we've lost Darcy, it's probably shown that we're not as dependent on those two to actually go out and bowl the way that they have for so long. So it's created flexibility. Our spinners have come into play, and even our you know, Talia McGrath's bowling herself more, and a lot more change up. So I think we go into every game really well planned, and you know, nothing's same. And I think sometimes when you come up against opponents, we might be hard to match up because they're not sure where we're going to go. So the flexibility's been awesome, and we've been able to see how well our spinners are off pace. And even tonight, Amanda Wellington, the way that she bowled, particularly to that short boundary, was unbelievable.
We seem to be seeing Talia continue to really emerge as a leader. Obviously, she led the team to the title last year, but what's impressed you most about her leadership in this group?
She's so calm. Like, even talking to her, it doesn't matter what's happening in the game or leading into a game. She's just really consistent with her mannerisms. And I think that's a good sign of a leader, is she's never too high, never too low, and, you know, really consistent. And just the way that she speaks with her players. And I think T-Mac bleeds, you know, South Australia and Adelaide through and through. And, you know, having someone like her that's so invested in this program and the playing group and the staff, you know, you always walk a little bit taller when you've got someone like her in your shed. So I think we've just seen her grow, and, you know, who knows, she might, higher honours might be on the cusp as well, and she's certainly given herself every chance to put her hand up for that job as well.
How do you think she'd approach the challenge of potentially captaining Australia? She's done it once before over in India.
Oh, T-Mac's a pretty laid-back character. When she's not playing cricket, she's probably sitting on the couch watching TV. So I think that just shows T-Mac. She's just able to keep cricket and be able to have that time away, spend with loved ones. So I don't think too much would change. Doesn't let things get to her head. She's, you know, a very level sort of person, I think. now being in the way that she is with her career, she's more than ready for whatever comes away.
Talk about the Adelaide Oval on some girls not having a chance to play there before. I mean, with interest in this tournament as high as it's ever been, would you like to see fixtures at big grounds like the Adelaide Oval more than just a once a year sort of thing?
Yeah, 100%. I think you know, any time you get to play on these iconic venues, it's pretty cool. And obviously Adelaide Oval, they pack it out really well for the men's strikers, so to be given that opportunity to pack it out from, you know, the women's strikers' point of view would be huge. And I think you don't have to look too far or ask too many of the girls where they'd like to play, and some of these iconic venues are definitely on that list. So we know Adelaide Oval's a beautiful place to play, so yeah, I'm sure they're looking forward to it in a week's time.
Adelaide people pretty good at packing stadiums out as well,
haven't they? Yeah, I think so. I mean, they love to get on a bandwagon. They love a winner. So, yeah, maybe tonight's win and consolidating some finals might bring through a few more through the turnstile. So, no, it should be good.
Cool. Thanks everyone.